720 WGN live on the streets of Speedway, Indiana, as we close in on the running of the Brickyard 400. We've got Angel with us here. Tacos and Tequilas. Now, this is a great place to go 7 years. You guys have been doing it right on the taco side. You brought in an additional elevated situation for tequila. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day, is here. Angel, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for, you know, and I'd say thanks to the community too. You're doing the people's work here. Talk a little bit about the excitement that has been building and is here for El Bandito.
Well, so of course, with margaritas and race time and tequila, we are always excited for race season here in, on Main Street and Speedway. It's just a little bit to get our name out there a little more, get some more business in, you know, have a great time. We love race season and Speedway.
Think about this. On the taco side, we're going to talk about some of the exotic opportunities people that are fans of tacos will have here at Tacos and Tequila. Talk a little bit about bringing in El Bandito Yankee and some of the selections that people are enjoying street side here today.
So definitely we've only had them for about a week or so, and of course a place with tequila in the name, we have to have a wide variety of different tequilas, and from bottom of the barrel to top of the top. Definitely been excited to bring this in. It's so smooth. A lot of the people have really loved the reposado and the añejo, especially with the mixtures in our margaritas and things like that. They've been loving it out here so far.
Indianapolis, so associated with racing, right? Capital of the world. And then of course you've got the official tequila of race day here. It is a great match. What are some of your favorites? And when the customers come in and they're looking for something to pair with their favorite taco, which one do you suggest?
I'm definitely a reposado girl, and especially with the reposado being aged only 4 months and it's completely additive free, that's definitely one of my personal favorites. And you can't go wrong with the margarita with the blanco in it either.
A lot of race fans excited to see El Bandito here in Indiana. We're all over, got a bunch of different retail locations, some great locations on the restauranting side too. When it comes to tacos, which is part of the namesake here for the restaurant, you guys take it seriously, so seriously in fact that you can get some tacos here that you can't get anywhere else. I don't want to say anywhere else, right? But you can't get them everywhere else. Talk a little bit about some of the tacos.
So we take pride in being 100% authentic Mexican. Our owners, it's a family-based restaurant. We've been here for about 7 years. We definitely have some top shelf, you know, we definitely have the steak and the chicken and the beef and things like that. But you can also get lengua and cabeza and the cecina, which is the dried steak and potato. We also have goat, which is the chivo. We have mahi mahi, a flavor of seafood, cayo tacos, which is whole shrimp and cabbage and things like that. So we definitely have a wide variety, and it's definitely authentic street tacos. That's the main thing.
Yeah, and this is the thinking person's taco too, because I overheard, right, that not only do you have the tongue, but you also have brain tacos. Is that true?
Yeah, so we have the cabeza tacos, the brain, and the thing that we pride ourselves in here is everything is completely fresh, like no frozen. We prep it every day, do everything in-house. We have the whole cow tongue back there before we're chopping it up and getting it prepped for the day and the week. And so we take pride in everything being prepared fresh.
Award-winning on the cocktail side, the margarita side, so you can't go wrong with the El Bandito Yankee margarita. But for some of the cocktails that you guys are using here at the restaurant, what are things people can look forward to?
So definitely our favorite thing to sell is our Cadillac margaritas, because everybody has those two. We have, you know, the kind of the top shelf ones, but the Cadillac one is one of the ones that is a little more expensive, $15.99, but you can choose your own tequila to go in that one. And that one comes with agave and more higher price like liqueurs in it as well, and that's one of our main things favorite to sell.
I gotta think it says tacos and tequila, but you probably have a little bit more. You want to share some of the other dishes and selections people enjoy?
Yeah, for sure. So you can never go wrong with the fajita as well. We definitely have multiple versions of fajitas. Everybody loves a good arroz con pollo, just a bed of rice with the chicken and then the queso on top. Mari tierras are pretty good as well. It's the land and the sea, so you get the steak and the chicken and the shrimp with it. All of them served with tortillas. Yeah, everybody pretty much loves those. And we have lunch menu throughout the week, Monday through Friday until 3 p.m., just for people that are quicker and on the go and a little cheaper on that side as well. well.
For race days, a great place to be, of course, throughout the year as well. For people who want to catch up with you here at Speedway, where can they go website-wise, social media-wise? Where can they go?
Yeah, so on Facebook, you can follow us. It's Tacos and Tequila on Main. And then we do not do online ordering, but you're more than welcome to always call in for catering. We have taco trucks as well. Just basically just come on in and see us. That's mainly what it is. Come in, see us, what we're doing, and have a great time.
Angel here, Tacos and Tequila, breaking out the bandito. Thanks so much, Angel, for everything you're doing. Enjoy race day. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.